right now. We welcome in Michaela Wooler with the Lincoln County Board of Commissioners, the chair of the commissioners. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Tanner. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Staying warm, or trying to at least.
Yes, absolutely. The sun is out today.
Yeah,
so
that helps.
After a couple of days of sub-zero temperatures and a little bit of moisture, it's always great to see the sun.
I'm excited for that 60 on Monday because we get to actually see that moisture then. It's going to come quick. It's going to roll off pretty quick there.
Yep. Yeah. I hate to be that person that complains about it warming up,
right.
But almost too warm when, you know, the baby calves that are being born in the county to go from below zero to 70 degrees almost above is how we end up with sick babies.
Right. That's a bit of a shock to the system.
Yeah, a little gentler incline would be great, but well, we take what we get.
That's right. Unfortunately, that's the way it works here. Let's recap. You guys met yesterday instead of Monday due to President's Day. So you had a Tuesday morning meeting here yesterday. And the first thing on your normal part of the agenda was discussing considering a request by Region 51 Emergency Management for siren repairs.
Yeah, so we share our emergency manager, Brandon Meyer, who does a phenomenal job, not just for the county, but for the city and surrounding counties in his Area 51.
Right.
And so he came in with an invoice for some repairs that had been done on all of the emergency sirens. And this is something that we haven't had before since I've been a commissioner. And so we just wanted to take a look at it, maybe examine the MOU on it. The last paperwork that we could find in a quick search was from 1991.
Okay.
And it really didn't discuss much. So we tabled that agenda item. We're going to have some conversation, dig up, you know, some... Whenever something that comes before us that hasn't been on the agenda for a period of time, it gives us pause to re-examine it and maybe ask some good questions to educate ourselves, if nothing else. So I reached out to the city office. Our agreement is with the city, and we're going to have some conversation and dig into the details, and it'll be back on the agenda next week. So.
Are those sirens, those are just in-town sirens, right?
Or are they? We have them both, inside the city limits and then out in the county. There's one at Lake Maloney.
Okay.
And this is a learning opportunity for me, Tanner, because I believe the rest of the sirens that are out, like in the village of Hershey, are actually taken care of by the villages.
Okay.
So... I think there was some discussion yesterday. There's probably 12 sirens just around, in and around North Platte.
Okay.
So we're going to learn some more about that. The sirens got inspected and updated. It sounds to me like a city employee had been taking care of that for many, many, many years and retired. And so they brought in an outside service to do that.
Gotcha.
So everything's working fine. They found, you know, some fuses and batteries that needed changed out. And like I said, it was just a chance for us to take a look at the program and the agreement and learn a little bit about it. So that's where we're at there.
Lincoln County Board of Commissioners met yesterday. Michaela joining us here to discuss and consider a resolution in support of our own state senator, Mike Jacobson's bill number 37. I think this is his priority bill.
Yes, it is. Last week, Commissioner Bruns made a motion that we pass a resolution to support Senator Jacobson's work. As we all know, Union Pacific Railroad is a huge part of our community. And anything that we can do to protect the citizens, the employees, you know, even people traveling through our area from outside the area is a great thing to support. So we appreciate all the work that Senator Jacobson does. And this is just addresses, you know, railroad safety. So we've had a lot of fires throughout the state of Nebraska from hot wheel bearings. And that's not a new issue. That's been going on for a long, long time. And blocking railroad crossings, the lengths of trains, the speed at which they can travel. So just we felt that it was important that he knows that we appreciate the work that he does. And when these bills make their way through the legislative process, having these letters of support and resolutions is meaningful in that process.
So, yeah.
There was nothing but full support for that. So I was glad that Commissioner Bruns brought that to us, and we got that processed yesterday.
Very good.
And I believe that Commissioner Bruns will also travel down to Lincoln and testify when that bill, I believe it's on the calendar for March 10th, maybe.
Okay.
So that's always good, too, to have people come in and testify as a show of support. So.
Yeah, without a doubt. Another item on your Board of Commissioners meeting recap is the EECBG voucher program.
That stands for Energy Efficiency Community Block Grant.
Okay.
Probably about 2 years ago, we got a notice from the Department of Energy that they had pre-approved voucher programs for improving energy efficiency in existing and or new county buildings.
Okay.
As you know, a lot of our buildings are aging. The grant was for $76,200, which if, you know, you do much in an old building, that doesn't sound like it's going to go very far. But I was really impressed with the amount of work we were able to do.
Good.
In our county shop building, the insulation inside the metal part of the building had pulled away from the walls. They were able to go in and demolition all of that and do spray foam. And the benefits that we have seen, not just financial in reducing heat, but brightening up the work area for our mechanics, just, you know, giving them a better atmosphere to work in has been very beneficial. So that was done. We built a new building the last couple of years for emergency management. So we were able to use some of this money to put in energy efficient lighting, a mini split for a conference room that will be built in there eventually. We also did a mini split for the break room area in the county road department. These are all projects that needed to be done eventually that would have been out of local taxpayer dollars had we not taken the time to apply for this grant. So I had a great committee that was put together. Becky Russell from the clerk's office, Tammy White from the commissioner's office, and Booker Boyer from Building and Ground. Booker was kind of our boots on the ground. He's the one that evaluated the areas of need and brought ideas to us, and then actually sought out the bids and managed the project and then reported back to us. Also, I believe Jason Schultz at our county road department, because he has the most buildings in the county, was a part of that committee. So we got a lot done. Where the money has all been expended, and we are ready to wrap the program up, apply for the reimbursements. And Judy Clark came in, her and Kevin Krieger from the city office give us a lot of guidance. When Kevin is like the grant wizard, and so he's going to help us file this. They gave us some words of advice yesterday, like, don't panic if it gets rejected the first time you submit. Not uncommon for them to send it back and ask you to dot an I or cross a T. So, but we're glad to have all of the repairs in place and behind us, and we're ready to wrap that program up.
So you do the work and then you pay for it and then you got to get reimbursed.
Yes.
I got you.
Yes. And this is all work we would have done and paid for anyway. So having that $76,200 back in our account will give us opportunity to do some other projects.
Very good. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Recapping the Board of Commissioners meeting from yesterday morning, your final line item was a presentation by Pinpoint.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Pinpoint was unable to make it in due to the weather. I believe they are located in Gothenburg, but it did give us an opportunity to discuss. So the broadband expansion project that has been getting a lot of conversation at the state level, And a lot of local meetings have taken place, too. But so the state of Nebraska was tagged to receive $405 million from the federal government to update broadband and internet service. It's supposed to be high speed, and it is their goal to bring it to every address in the state of Nebraska. Some of it will be fiber that's put in the ground. Some of it will be towers where, you know, certain people that live in pretty remote areas can ping off of them. They have a wonderful plan in place. I was in a meeting last week in Kearney with Patrick Haggerty, who is the head of the broadband office for Nebraska Now. The program is actually called BEAD, so Broadband Equity Access Deployment, and they've put a lot of time and effort into this. They have a great process in place. They opened up their portal, I believe, last week to start taking participant applications.
Okay.
And so Pinpoint was going to come in and ask, you know, do a presentation, kind of help us dip our toes in the pond and get some education. I think we're excited about the opportunity of using local providers, but we want to make sure they'll be digging in the county right away, across people's driveways, that kind of thing. We want to make sure that we have rules and regulations in place before all of this starts that will protect us.
So will the individual user apply, or do you apply as a county for everybody, basically? Or how does this work?
The providers are the ones that do all the applications.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And so Pinpoint, Allo, all of those type of companies will submit applications to participate, and then project applications, and all of that has to be approved. And it'll be monitored mostly by our roads department, since it's their right of way and their driveways that they'll be crossing. What we don't want to see happen, a lot of times when there's federal dollars out there, companies from out of state will show up and apply.
Make a quick buck.
Yeah. And then they're not always monitored carefully.
Sure.
And they come in, they do the work pretty quickly because time is money. And then when they leave, we discover that we have some cleanup to do behind them. And that's local taxpayer dollars. So we're trying, with the help of NACO, they're putting together a toolkit that we will use to make sure the permitting, the setbacks, all of the rules and regulations are in place. Just so this goes well for our community.
Michaela Wheeler here, recapping yesterday's Board of Commissioners meeting. I know there's one more item that wasn't on the agenda you wanted to mention.
Correct. So we had a county resident come into our meeting at the end of the meeting, and we always like to recognize people. You know, sometimes things will crop up in between the agenda being published and the actual meeting. And so we always give people an opportunity if they want to address us on something. And so this citizen brought up a meeting that's happening later this morning out at the college with NCORP and their application, or I don't even know if it's an application yet. It's just a conversation that they are having about the possibility of building a solar farm.
Yep.
And as you know, Tanner's wind and solar has been a big conversation in Lincoln sure. County. We are currently in a moratorium working on, you know, the setbacks, the rules and regulations, along with our Lincoln County comprehensive plan. So it piqued a lot of interest, a lot of great conversation, good questions asked. I don't know if any of us have any answers, but certainly piqued our interest, and several of us will be attending that meeting just to observe and learn and see where it goes at the meeting today. Okay. So just, you know, if you're a citizen and you have something that you'd like to come in, people, we welcome people into our meetings. They're not always exciting. They're not always long. For me, most of the work happens yeah. after our meetings. The meetings are, you know, where we get the bills paid and the formal stuff done. But come in, sit there and observe, and then, you know, we're always happy to answer as many questions as we possibly can. And if need be, it can become an agenda item at a later meeting.
Very good. Michaela, thank you for coming in this morning, braving the cold, and enjoy the rest of your week. And we'll see somebody at least next Tuesday then.
Yes.
Back on the normal Monday
schedule. Back on our normal schedule next week. I like normal.
Very good. Thank you for being with us this morning.
Very good. Thank you, Tanner.
That's Michaela yeah. Wooler again from the Lincoln County Board of Commissioners. We'll take a news timeout, 8:46 on this Wednesday morning. Come back right after this.